Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. My Redeemer Lives. Today we look at Mark chapter 16, starting at verse 4. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Have you ever been to a funeral? My father passed away several years ago, and the day of his funeral is still sharp in my mind. I remember looking at him for the last time and having many join me in saying goodbye to him. It was not an easy day. On Easter morning, some women expected to say goodbye to Jesus. They wanted to honor his body by anointing it with spices, but had to wait until the Passover was finished. With heavy hearts, they approached the tomb, wondering how they would roll the huge stone away. But that's not what happened. The stone was already moved, and an angel spoke to them. Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Jesus wasn't dead. "He is risen. He is not here," the angel proclaimed. Hearts that ached became joyful. Death couldn't hold on to Jesus. He was victorious. The women even saw their resurrected Lord on the way back to tell the disciples this most wonderful news. Jesus' victory is our victory. He paid for our sins when he suffered and died for us. He proved that he conquered sin, death, and the devil when he rose from the dead. His resurrection guarantees ours. Jesus has a room ready for us in heaven where we will see him with our own eyes. With Job, we can exclaim, "I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Job chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Because Jesus wasn't in the tomb that first Easter morning, we know we never have to say goodbye to him. He is with us always. And to those believers who have passed away, we can say, "I know I'll see you again." With joyful hearts, we look forward to an eternity with our Savior. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I praise you for your triumph over sin, death, and the devil. I know that your victory is my victory. Comfort me with this sweet knowledge and help me boldly proclaim, "I know that my Redeemer lives." Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.